Chapter 2. "Can I have my phone back?" Nevaeh asked at the end of the day. She had been trying to remain patient, nodding along and biting her tongue in the front row of Miss Sherman's classroom as the teacher lectured her. Lack of focus, highly distractible, constantly on your phone. The teacher droned on until Nevaeh could barely sit still. "I get it, and I'll do better," she huffed. "Now can I please have it back?" "Nevaeh," the teacher sighed, "this is important. I've been watching you all year, and it doesn't seem as if you've found your place at Bluford yet. Maybe you could try joining a club or going out for a sport next year. Come to cross country this fall or track next spring. I'm serious. I know social media is fun, but you're missing out on so much." "Missing out?" Nevaeh struggled not to roll her eyes. "You don't get it," she wanted to say. "I'm sorry, but I have to meet my little brother at the bus stop. If I'm late, he'll be all alone," she said instead, knowing it wasn't completely true. Christian was 8 and could walk the short distance from the bus stop to their house by himself. Miss Sherman exhaled wearily and placed the phone into Nevaeh's outstretched hand as if it pained her to do so. Notifications flashed across the tiny screen. Nevaeh's fingers itched to unlock it and start scrolling. But first, she had to get away from the teacher. "Thanks," she said, trying not to seem too eager. "I'll think about what you said for next year."
"I hope so, Nevaeh, for your sake," Miss Sherman replied, sounding unconvinced.
"By the way, I sent your mother a text about what happened today. She hasn't answered yet, but I'm sure she will." Nevaeh shrugged as if Miss Sherman's news was unimportant, yet she knew there would be trouble the second Mom read the text. Hiding her thoughts, Nevaeh rushed out of the school, eager to watch the rest of Classy K's video and forget all about Miss Sherman. She could try copying Classy's style with the filter that gave her thick eyelashes and flawless skin. Or maybe she would make a post about what happened on the track earlier in the day. "What should I say?" she wondered.
"Nevaeh!"
a rough voice called out. She looked up to see Kareem emerging from the high school behind her carrying a gym bag. He was nothing like the short kid with the inhaler who sat out of Mr. Matthews' fourth grade gym class every other day. Now he was her height and muscular. But why was he suddenly calling her name, she wondered.
"Did Sherm give back your phone?"
"Yeah, I just got it," she answered, waving it for a second.
"She didn't make it easy." "She gave you one of them long talks, didn't she?"
"That's a Sherman sermon."
"A what?"
Nevaeh smiled, trying to hide how awkward she felt speaking with him.
"That's exactly what it was. How'd you know?"
"She gives them all the time when she's coaching.
That's just how she gets when she cares about something,"
Kareem added, shifting his gym bag to his other shoulder. Nevaeh tried to fight off a wave of shyness.
"Thanks for what you said in class today."
"It's all good," Kareem replied. "I know how she is."
"She didn't call your mom, did she?"
Nevaeh nodded grimly.
"She texted her."
"For real?
That's just extra. We all on our phones. Is she trying to ruin your summer by making your parents crazy?"
"Too late.
They already crazy, especially my mom,"
Nevaeh admitted, wondering why Kareem was suddenly so talkative.
"She's gonna nag me all summer after this. But I'm not gonna lie, she'd probably do that anyway about something else. She always finds a reason."
"If it makes you feel any better, my mom's the same way," Kareem admitted. "I'm just gonna avoid her this summer by working out. I'm training for football tryouts in August."
"Are you serious?"
Nevaeh asked, unable to hide the surprise in her voice.
"I know. Not what you expected from that chubby kid with asthma, right?"
"No, that's not what I meant," she replied quickly, trying to find some way to make the moment less awkward.
"It's just, I didn't know you liked football," she added.
Kareem grinned.
"Well, now you know.
When I was little, I was too sick to play. Now that I'm better, it feels like time to get off the sidelines.
He seemed to be studying her reaction. Nevaeh wished she could think of something clever or funny to say, but she just wasn't used to talking, especially to boys. Seconds passed, and the silence made her cringe inside.
"So I gotta meet my little brother at his bus stop," she added finally, eager to escape, yet happy that he had stopped to talk to her.
"Yeah, no, me too. I mean, I gotta go too," he said finally, looking sheepish.
They walked away from the high school together, the silence broken only by the swish of passing traffic. Nevaeh tried to imagine what Classy K would do in this moment, but the only thing that came to mind was to take a selfie, and that didn't seem right. She glanced at Kareem. He sighed, stammered, and shifted his eyes as if he was nervous too.
"So, see you this summer sometime?"
"Definitely," he replied.
Nevaeh clutched her phone and fought the urge to sprint all the way home. Nevaeh was surprised to see Mom's black Honda Accord parked in front of their townhouse. Usually, Mom didn't get home from the daycare center until at least 6 p.m.
"Why is Mom home so early?" she wondered.
Then she remembered Ms. Sherman's text, and her stomach sank. Had Mom come home early to punish her? Nevaeh took a deep breath and braced herself before stepping inside. The TV was on in the living room. Christian sat on the floor directly in front of it, a worn Xbox controller in his hands. Even though he could only have been home for a short time, he was already lost in his favorite game, Minecraft. He and Nevaeh used to play together before she started high school. He once named their country Creveya, a combination of their names, and it stuck. Together, they built villages and farms and a stone bridge that crossed a river and connected their two sections.
"Hey," she said, watching him plant digital carrots in a field. "Where's Mom?"
Christian nodded his head toward the bathroom.
"Did she seem mad when you saw her?"
"I don't know."
Christian shrugged as he began adding a field of pumpkins next to his carrots.
"She was in there when I got here."
He paused to scroll through an on-screen tool menu and selected a shovel.
"Why would she be mad?"
"No reason,"
Nevaeh shrugged, staring down the hallway. She was certain Mom had gotten Ms. Sherman's text and raced home early to deal with her.
"You did something again, didn't you?" Christian asked, looking up from his game.
"Why are you and Mom always arguing?"
"I didn't do anything, okay?" Nevaeh huffed.
"This is none of your business."
The bathroom door suddenly creaked open, and Mom stepped into the hall. Framed by the dark doorway, she seemed unrelated to the slender teenager with the radiant smile in Bluford's trophy case. The decades had made her face rounder and her shoulders broader. Still tall, she was now heavy in her torso and midsection. Mom's skin had changed too, getting thinner and blotchier with age. Her once playful brown eyes were far more serious, and they flashed whenever she was angry. Nevaeh could see the fire in them now as Mom raised her hand, showing Nevaeh her phone with a long text message on it.
"What's this mess about you having your phone taken away at school?"
"It wasn't a big deal," Nevaeh began.
"Oh, it's a big deal, all right," Mom snapped. "You know better, Nevaeh. We don't send you to school to study Snapchat. It's bad enough that you're on your phone all the time here at home. But at school, too? That's not happening."
"It's the last week of school, Mom," Nevaeh protested.
"I didn't think that she..."
"That's right. You didn't think. All you seem to care about is taking selfies and following a bunch of fake people pretending to be things they ain't. And it keeps you from doing real things right in front of you, like schoolwork or making friends or enjoying high school."
Mom pressed her hand to her stomach and winced
as if the conversation was hurting her.
I don't understand you, Nevaeh.
Back when I was in school, please don't go there again, Nevaeh muttered. The last thing she wanted to hear was Mom boast about the good old days before phones when she was a popular school athlete. It only made Nevaeh feel worse.
It won't happen again, I promise.
It certainly won't happen again, Nevaeh, that's for sure, Mom grumbled, stepping closer but still rubbing her stomach. Her motion was heavy and plodding, and dark rings of weariness hung beneath her eyes. She kept one hand on her abdomen, but stretched the other towards Nevaeh.
It won't happen again because you just lost the privilege, she said, nodding toward the phone.
Give it to me.
Come on, Mom, Nevaeh cried. It's the end of the year. None of the other teachers even care.
That phone's been practically glued to your hand all year. We hardly see your face anymore without a screen in front of it and all those hours you spend trying to imitate those people you follow.
She shook her head.
It's gotta stop. Right now. You need to find something else to do with yourself.
Okay, okay, Nevaeh said, clutching her phone tightly. I'll join a club next year, I promise.
Fine. But you're gonna give me that phone right now.
Wait, for how long?
Until I see some changes, Mom said, then snapped her fingers. And I'm going to help you start making them. Maybe if you weren't always on that phone, you'd have some real friends.
We didn't have phones when I was in school. And you know what we did? Joined clubs, played sports. When I was on the track team,
not again, Nevaeh thought to herself.
Not more proof that Mom was great and that she was a nobody. A disappointment. Nevaeh couldn't stand it.
They used to call me lightning, Mom went on. That's how fast I used to be.
Used to be? Nevaeh muttered, unable to hold back her frustration.
Back in the olden days, you say it all the time.
Watch your mouth, Mom said sharply.
I'm not feeling so good today, and I am definitely not in the mood for this crap from you. Now hand it over.
No, Nevaeh snapped, alarmed at her own voice. She knew it was too loud, too harsh. Wrong. She had never spoken to Mom this way, and she didn't want to now. But something inside her wouldn't let her back down. Not after the day she had, the year she had. Not after Miss Sherman's lecture and Mom's constant nagging. It was all too much.
Nevaeh, give me your phone right now.
Mom lunged forward and grabbed Nevaeh's hand.
No.
Nevaeh twisted away, bumping her hip against Mom's stomach. An awful groan sliced the air. Nevaeh turned to see her mother double over, gripping her midsection. Then Mom's legs buckled and she collapsed to the floor, moaning with pain. Nevaeh froze in shock.
Mom!
Christian raced in from the living room and rushed to his mother's side.
What did you do?
He screamed at Nevaeh.
Nothing. I just bumped her. I didn't mean it.
You hurt her.
Why did you do that?
Nevaeh felt strangely detached, as though she was watching everything happen on a screen, yet it was all right in front of her. Mom lay crumpled at her feet, breathing heavily. Beads of sweat dotted her forehead. Her hand pressed tight against her belly. Nevaeh knelt beside her, unsure what to do.
Are you okay?
She asked, gently touching her mother's back.
What should I do?
Mom gave a slight nod.
I told you, I'm not feeling too good today, she panted.
She moaned again, and her voice turned into an awful wail that filled the room.
Mom!
Christian cried, panic in his eyes.
Nevaeh, do something!
Her hands trembling with panic, Nevaeh used her phone to dial 911. Mom in with doctors now, running tests.
Nevaeh reread her father's text over and over, searching for answers. Nearly 2 hours had passed since the paramedics had barged into their house and taken Mom away in a blur of sirens and chaos. Dad had gone straight from the Amazon shipping center where he worked to the hospital to join Mom. Though he promised to send updates, he had sent only one so far, and that was an hour ago. Since then, their townhouse had been eerily quiet, as if it too was waiting for news. What's taking so long? Nevaeh wanted to know. She had already texted Dad the question twice, but he never answered. Stay here with Christian, were Mom's last words as the medics wheeled her out. Nevaeh tried to listen and keep an eye on Christian, but he was already back on Minecraft, making odd changes to Crevea and hardly speaking to her. She watched in silence as he began to take apart the old stone bridge they had once built together. Since the paramedics left, he had also set fire to his new orchard, leaving the area bleak and barren. Yet she was relieved he at least had the game to distract him from worrying.
I'm sure she's going to be fine,
Nevaeh said at one point as he built a wall across a road that connected his portion, or his Minecraft world, to hers. You know how tough Mom is. Christian grunted. His fingers worked feverishly on the controller. His eyes were pink and bloodshot, but he didn't blink.
You shouldn't have pushed her, he said finally, his gaze locked on the screen. She was fine until you did that.
His words hit like a punch in her stomach. Nevaeh slumped on the sofa next to him and stared at the floor where Mom had fallen.
I didn't mean to, she admitted, grabbing the other controller to join him. I was just upset, and it all happened so fast. I would never hurt Mom.
But you did,
Christian grumbled, glaring at her. His eyes were glassy, but angry too. He dropped his controller and stormed out of the living room. A second later, Nevaeh heard the thud of his bedroom door closing. She was alone. It's your fault, the silence seemed to say. You are the reason Mom got hurt. Christian had said it too. And in the heavy quiet of the lonely living room, Nevaeh couldn't escape the voices in her own mind that echoed those words. If you hadn't disappointed her, if you hadn't yelled at her,
if you hadn't pushed her.
Images of Mom, writhing in pain, flashed like lightning in Nevaeh's mind. Unable to shake them, she grabbed her phone and began scrolling. Anything to fill the silence and stop herself from thinking. Her TikTok feed answered with an endless spool of cat videos and silly dances, gross-looking smoothie recipes, and random school fights, fashion tips, and style updates, and an army of influencers with perfect skin and flawless bodies that Nevaeh wished she could have. Soon, Nevaeh could feel her thoughts calming, her mind numbing. The minutes passing, her eyes growing heavy, until Nevaeh felt someone shaking her shoulder.
Come on, Nevaeh. Go to bed.
Nevaeh opened her eyes to see her father standing over her. He was wearing his brown delivery uniform. She glanced at her phone. It was 10:53 p.m. The events of the day flooded back into her mind as she realized she had fallen asleep on the sofa. When had he gotten home? What happened to Mom? A million questions suddenly swept over her.
Where's Mom?
She asked, sitting up.
Yeah, where is she?
Christian appeared in his pajamas at the end of the hallway. He squinted against the living room lights. Dad sighed and rubbed his own eyes. He seemed as if he had aged several years since Nevaeh had seen him that morning.
They're keeping her for a couple days, so she can recover and they can run some more tests, he said, pausing strangely. She'll be home Saturday.
Recover?
Nevaeh repeated. Had she hurt Mom that much?
What's wrong with her? Is Mom okay? Christian added, fidgeting with his hands.
She's better now than when I got to the hospital, Dad said quickly, turning away as he spoke. She had to have her appendix removed.
Doctor said it was starting to burst. That's what caused her all that pain, he explained.
She's lucky she got to the hospital when she did, or else it could have been worse.
She's pretty tired right now, but she's already starting to feel better. Your mom's a fighter. I don't need more tests to tell me that.
A wave of relief washed over Nevaeh. Yet as she watched her father's face, she noticed the way he spoke didn't quite match his words. It was as if an invisible weight hung on his words and held them down. He glanced at his phone for a second, read a text, and sighed.
Why is she having more tests? Nevaeh asked.
The question lingered in the air for a few seconds before Dad finally replied.
It's nothing to worry about, Nevaeh, Dad added quickly. Just the doctors being extra careful, that's all.
Again, his words made sense, but his voice sounded artificial somehow, like the narrator she sometimes heard on TikTok.
Come on, it's late, you two. I'm exhausted. Go to bed. You'll see Mom Saturday morning. You can talk all you want then.
Dad ushered Christian to his room and then retreated to his own bedroom without another word.